Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, hello, everyone. Yes, it's Wednesday night, and I am on live. I had some technical glitches for the past three shows, and we were trying to work them out. I had AT&T, Blog Talk, Skype, and everybody worked on the problem. So I'm happy to be on tonight. So I am doing a shorter show. A non-traditional show. I will be, in a few weeks, I will be launching some personal development webinars, and I'll also be doing like a prerequisite kind of viewing, if you may, on these webinars, and you can come here first to hear them. I'm going to let you know which nights I'm going to be doing them. And you can visit with me on the radio, hear about it, and hear how you can register for the webinar. So thank you for stopping by tonight here on the A New Day radio show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Okay, I want to remind you to please connect with me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, also on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne, on LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. And also take the time to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com. Get on our mailing list. And also there is a nice e-book there for you, for those of you who are thinking of getting into Twitter. And what you want to do with that. There's an e-book there for you once you become part of that. So I am very excited about some of the new things. At the beginning of the year, I did mention to you I'll be launching a lot of new programs, and I'm excited about it. And some of my clients that I did a survey with, they are excited about the new funnel that I am rolling out. So stay tuned. Don't isolate yourself. Just stay connected to me, and you will learn all about what I'm doing and how you can use that to add value. There's one writer who wrote, when meeting someone for the first time, resist asking what they do for a living. Enjoy their company without attaching any labels. And that's a powerful statement, because tonight I will be speaking about creating the new you, or fall in the trenches. And someone is probably listening and wondering, you know, what is all that about? But here is what it is about. If you have ever asked yourself these questions, am I standing at the crossroad of life thinking, what's next? Are you feeling as if everyone has it together besides you? Have you been setting all the goals with no results? Have you ever talked or even verbalized in the past that I'm not educated enough, I haven't been to high school, I haven't been to college? Have there ever been the thought, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm too fat? Well, I'm here to tell you, it is never too late, number one. And number two, you are not alone. You are listening to a woman who have reinvented herself, and this is one of the reasons why I am working on these life-changing webinars, and I will be sharing all the tips that I've been using over the years to change my life. And as I do these webinars, you will be offered an opportunity to become part of my inner circle, either through coaching or mentoring or one-on-one coaching or group coaching. There are going to be different ways that you can get on my inner circle and to get support of the things that I am doing. Because, you know, in life, when we begin to work on ourselves, we need to share the things that is happening. We should not keep it a secret, because there are people out there who are struggling to get out of the rut. There are people that are falling in the trenches each and every day, and they just don't have the strength to get up. And even when they muster the strength, because of shame and guilt, they continue to lie in the trenches. But I'm here, and the things that I am doing them so that you will have the support that you need to continue to create and build the new you. So if and when you fall in the trenches, you will not remain in the trenches. There's another author who wrote, work hard to create in your children a good self-image. It's the most important thing you can do to ensure their success. And I'm sure if you are listening to me and you are a parent, that hits home for you. However, there are many of us who are now adults who are parenting, yet we did not get that molding at the beginning of our life. Again, I'm telling you, it is not too late. We can start at any age. When I earned my PhD, I was 62 years old. Okay? So if I can do that at 62, I'm not saying it to brag, but I'm saying it to encourage you that it is never, never, ever too late to start over or to pick up those things that you had laid on the back burner. So I want to go through a few tips with you about creating the new you. The new you is not only pertaining to the outer image. As a matter of fact, I enjoy working with my clients and having them work from the inside out. Because I am sure that you will agree with me that we all have so much gook and muck that is all piled up inside of us over the years. And there is no ordinary plunger that can get that out. And a lot of those thing, garbage and muck and you know, grease and all that, everything that is bad that is on the inside of us, really and truly, it took a very long time to gather all of those things. So the journey I am about to take you on beginning tonight is not an overnight result, because you did not get to where you are overnight. And there are certain things that you will need to do to start this journey. So I am going to go through a few tips here that you will need to begin to practice when you decide that I need to create the new me. So there are a few things I'm asking you to sacrifice and get this weekend. When you make the grocery list, I want you to add on that grocery list journal and pencils. Journal and pencils. And they do not need to be expensive leather-bound journals. They can be composition book. They can be just the spine, the books with the spine, the wire spine. It does not matter, so long as it have blank pages you can write on. I want for you to find a dollar store in your area, and I want for you to invest in a few. And I want, the first thing I want for you to do is to begin to just write. I want for you, when you begin to attend the webinars with me, I want you to come having an intention of the new you. What does he look like? What does she look like? What does she feels like? What does he feels like? You know, what you enjoy doing? You know, what is your legacy going to be? I need you to have all those things written down on the journal, because each time and each week when you attend, those things will be part of the activities that I give you to work on. If you become part of the group coaching programs that I will be doing, you will kind of be ahead of the game. So I do not want you to erase anything that you put in the journal. Know that spirit had you put it there because it was meant to be there. So whatever you write in the journal, leave it. If there are things that stands out to you, like I oftentimes refer to them as aha moments, as you journal about them, I want you to highlight those things, highlight them in different colors. So you need to also invest in a packet of highlighter. Sometimes when I go to the dollar store, I can pick up packets of 12, 10 or 12 with different colors in there. And it just note what each color is and it stands out to you. So that's the first thing I want for you to do. Invest in the journal and some pencils and some highlighters. And you're going to start writing. So when you come to the webinars, you're going to not be like the first stage. And that's one of the advantages. The people who attend these broadcasts with me before the webinar, they are committing this time and they are ahead of the game. So when they come on, they are not really at the preliminary stages. So if you took the time to be on this webinar, you know, just stretch your hand across your back and pat yourself on the back. So there you are. You're going to be doing the journaling. You're going to get that. You're going to start designing the diagram of the new you that you are looking to create. And as you work from the inside out, you just list the things. Don't overthink it. Just list them because you are just going to be listing the things as they come to you. So that's number one. Number two, I want you to ask yourself the question, am I ready to be responsible? Am I ready to be responsible? And only you know that answer. Only you know the answer. So there's no wrong or right way. I just need for you to be honest to yourself. Number three, who will hold me accountable? Who will hold you accountable? And number four, what are the present doubts in your mind? So you're doing the journal, you're finding out whether or not you are ready to take the responsibility for creating the new you. I want to welcome guest 11284 to the show. So you get the journal to begin to design what you want the new you to be like, and you start from the inside out. You ask yourself the question, and you're not asking the question for me. You are doing it for you, and you got to be honest to yourself. Am I ready to take responsibility? Because although I'm going to be coaching you or you're going to be attending the webinars or at whatever level you decide to be part of what I am doing, I will give you the tools and the support and I will be stretching you. However, you will be the one who will be taking the responsibility to follow through. Because even the people who are my VIP clients and when I visit with them one-on-one, I am in the hotel and even they come there to see me. I'm not spending time at your homes to see you do the work. So you will need to do the work yourself. And you are paying me, so I'm going to make sure you do the work. Because guess what? My reputation is on the line. I get results. And the reason I get results with my clients is because they take responsibility, because they know I am a no-nonsense transformational coach. So they know when they pay me, they are paying the best to get the best result. So the next thing I want you to ask, besides the coach, whoever you're working it with, whether you're working with me or somebody else. Besides the coach, do you have anybody else who will hold you accountable? You know, I have my coaches. I have different coaches because I am working on big goals and different aspects of the marketing, all the different things in my business I work on. So I have different coaches. However, I have two powerful, powerful mentors, and they are both men, and they are older than I am, and what I'm looking to earn this year, they have already surpassed that many times over in their lifetime, and I am working with them because they are not allowing me to be comfortable. They kick me in the hiney for me to keep doing better because, as I've said on here before, our potential is that which has not yet been done. And this is part of creating the new you. If you know you have not even begun to tap into your potential, this is more so for you than anybody else. The next question I want for you to ask yourself, what are the doubts in your minds? When you begin to attend the webinars that I will be hosting in a couple of weeks, remember again, there's no wrong or right. They are just answers. So you need to identify those doubts that's in your mind. And as you sit with me, we are really going to be peeling the onion back, and I will help you to identify a lot of those things. The other thing I want to tell you, it will not be a comfortable ride. It will not be a comfortable ride. The one thing I will tell you, it will be a rewarding, rewarding ride. You will be happy that you went on that journey. And when 2015 rolls in, you will have a phenomenal story to share. So the next thing I want to advise you to do as you look to create the new you, only reach out to those who understand about a new creation, a reinvention, and commitment. We must understand that when we are on this path, we cannot allow others to tear us down, because there are going to be people who are out there telling you, why do you want to do that? Why you want to spend money on yourself doing that? Why you want to do that? Girl, you're not going to be able to do that. Man, you ain't going to be able to do that. You have been in this job for so long. Why you want to do that now? Leave that now to start something new. I am here to tell you that the voice that is on the inside of you should be speaking way louder. And I'm telling you, way, way louder than any other voice that you listen to. Listen to your inside. Don't allow any of the chatter that's going on around you to derail you off of this creation. The other thing I want you to begin to do is to get a design that you want to work with, and I will expand more on that as we go on in the week. You know, you think what the word design means for you, you know, and then as the weeks that are coming up, we are going to be talking about what that means exactly as you work on the creating new you. You know, there are many people who have laid in the trenches way too long. And the bad thing about the trench, falling in the trenches is really not a bad thing. So long as you fall and you're on your back and you keep looking up, once you keep looking up and keep your eyes open, there is hope for you. You know why? As you are laying there in the trenches and people are going by, they are going to reach down and grab you. And that's the reason I say when you fall in the trenches, you need to remain on your back. Because if you're laying on your stomach, you are doomed. Because all the opportunities are going to pass you by because you are obstructing your vision. You are not seeing from your eyes, and the opportunities are going by. So remember, when you fall in the trench, do all you can to be on your back and not on your stomach, not on your abdomen. And there are lots of opportunities that comes our way when we are in the trenches. So don't lay there in pity and regret and ask yourself, why did I fall? But grab that opportunity. And I'm not here saying that that opportunity will be the next best opportunity for you. However, it might be that opportunity that gets you out of the trenches that time. So you take the opportunity and you just take advantage of it. And you never know what the universe will do for you while you grab that opportunity. So there are lessons to be learned in every situation that we encounter in our life. So think about the design you want the new you to have, right? And remember, each and everything I mentioned here, we are going to start from the inside out, because there are too many of us that looks good on the outside, and my God, the inside. Whew! If you could just push something inside of you and look, they have these things now that surgeons are using that they can insert inside and attach it to a camera and see what's going on inside of us. And I think in life we need to have instruments like those that we can insert and see what's happening inside of us. And you know what? We do have those instruments. And those instruments we can obtain through our spiritual commitment, through meditation, through yoga, and just sacred quiet time. Sacred quiet time. Those are the instruments that will help us to connect with what is going on in the inside. And each of us has to develop a discernment of what is going on and remain strong in everything that you do. I touched a slight bit on commitment, and I want to touch that right now again. It's not going to be easy, as I mentioned, once we start working on the new you. So once you have the design, you have all the other questions answered and everything, now commit yourself to each aspect of what you're doing. Put a time frame on it and put a deadline. Let your intention be known and come in total agreement with the universe. Let your intention be known to the universe. What is it? Are you looking to start a committed loving relationship? Are you in a long-term relationship that is really gone too long because you are there and there is no commitment? You're just hanging there. Is this the time to let your intention be known that if you don't get a ring, you're really going to move along? You know, for each and every person, it is different. So what it is for you, I want you to just be bold enough to make a commitment to those things that are part of your truth. Only you can embrace your truth and to live up to it. Not the next person, only yours. Because your responsibility is not to change the other person's truth, to convert them, but to take responsibility and focus on your truth that will bring you the result that you want. So stay committed to whatever else it is that you need to do for you. And I find out that these things, once you start doing them, the people around you want to be part of that which you're doing. And isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? A lot of times we are talking ourselves out of the support. There are many times I want to welcome guest 11870 to the show. There are many times when you talk yourself out of the result. You know, we always say lead by example. We say that for our children, yet we as adults, we don't do that. You don't need to talk about everything. You just need to lead by your example. You know, they say people treat us the way we allow them to treat us. So if you are loving and caring to yourself, if you are respectful and caring about the people around you, your job, the people who work for you, the people at your place of worship, or the people you network with, listen, the universe is faithful. Those people will respect you and treat you with kindness and love. Are you showing gratitude each and every day for the little things? It doesn't have to be something large. But each and every day when you wake up, before your feet hit the floor, are you grateful for being alive? Or are you sitting up in the bed and you start right there and then to begin to complain? Or are you grabbing the phone and the gossip begins? As you focus and concentrate on creating the new you, those things you'll have to honestly and truly write them on a slip of paper and burn them. Because those behaviors and those attitudes can no longer be part of who you are looking to create. The person that you are looking to create, you must be satisfied with them. The other thing I want to tell you is that I want you to also include self-love. Self-love is of vital importance, because you'll not be able to do the work by yourself unless you love yourself. Because you know what? You are with yourself 365 days a year, 24/7. And if you don't love and enjoy yourself, then nobody else will. So begin to demonstrate some self-love and unconditional love. Part of this is also going to be, what are the rituals that you create for yourself? Each and every one of us have different rituals. I don't want you to create one set of rituals that will last you for your lifetime, for the rest of your lifetime, However, I need you to be flexible and creative. And, you know, every couple of months, revisit the plan that you have designed, and you can switch things around. For example, for myself, there are sometimes, and this is just a simple thing, there are sometimes in the mornings when I will drink the hot lemon water, first thing after I get out. Sometimes I do apple cider vinegar water. Sometimes I just do my green blasters. Sometimes I do wheatgrass. What it is. But the one thing I know, all the things I am doing are beneficial for my body and for my health and for the new creation that I am looking to maintain. So as you create the design for you, the next thing I wanted to look on is your health and your wellness. And don't just go at it blindly. Put the work into research and see are some of the complements that will go with that what you are looking to create. I know for me, I started eating more whole foods, the more raw foods, and I feel amazing. You know, I want to thank a good friend of mine from Colorado because she was listening to my radio show, heard me mention about my new food habits, and thank you, Jules. She sent me some delicious new spices, all new. So my palate is rejoicing because these are spices that I have never enjoyed before. And I tell you, they are so, 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 so delicious. So you never know who the universe will put in your path to help you on this journey that you are on. But I tell you, it is going to be well, 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 well worded. So you decide on the choices that you have to make or need to make, the ones that are necessary in supporting the result that you are looking for. You know, explore some new things, things that you have never done in the past. Never say never. Never say never. Just go out there and explore. You know, even to say you have done it once. I remember a couple of years ago I did zip lining, and that was the first time I have ever done it. And I want to go skydiving. So just do, if it's even one time in your life, explore and go out there and do something for you. You must understand that when we think about creating a new self, a lot of people think, oh, I need to take off X amount of pounds. All right? And if that's what you choose to do, that's okay. I will support you in that if that's your choice, not because you are being pressured or bullied by somebody else. If that's the decision you decide that you want to make as part of the creation, I support you wholeheartedly, and I will continuously send you positive energies for you on that journey. However, as you begin this creation, besides the love, another part of the appreciation that you need to do every day is to appreciate you for the progress you have made. Remember, the top of the hour we spoke about the journaling. And if you are someone who has never wrote before in the journal and you found out that you committed to doing it 7 days a week, show some gratitude to yourself and appreciate yourself for making that progress. Because I know, especially as women, too often we are so hard on ourselves, so hard on ourselves, and we are easy on other people. So I'm giving you permission tonight to cut yourself some slack. Cut yourself some slack so you can begin to enjoy who you are becoming. Something that's also very important, and I have to remind myself of this because I was working on a project three nights ago, and when I realized what I was doing, I was writing. I'm working on a couple of books, and I was writing, and I had no idea it was after 5 a.m. I just got caught up, and I was writing, and I wasn't even tired. And normally, those of you who know me know that I'm always drinking jasmine green tea. I wasn't even drinking, but I think as I continued to write and the creative juices was beginning to flow, it energized me, and I really didn't feel tired. And this is also part of my reinvention and my creating me too. I'm so excited about all the new things I am doing, and it keeps my adrenaline pumping, you know. It keeps my adrenaline pumping, and I know that each and every one of you who will be part of the programs that I'm doing, we all will be able to share our stories for the rest of the world to hear it. Because I tell you, I am getting some amazing results with my clients there, and I know that people are going to be ready to share their stories, and they're going to be willing, because all of them is about making a difference in the lives of other people. So I want to, right here, I want to insert again to visit DaphneClarkHudson.com, DaphneClarkHudson.com. Fill out the mailing list there. So in a couple of weeks, when I am ready to send the information out about the webinars, you will not be left off. You will get a special invitation to attend the webinar. There's going to be a lot of powerful information there. You're also going to be receiving a free ebook for those of you who are looking to understand more about engaging on Twitter. There is a ebook there that you will be able to download and use it to help you to do those things. So on Twitter, I am Dynamic Daphne. On LinkedIn, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. On Facebook, Dynamic Daphne. So I want for you to continue to share these shows that I am doing. And if anyone have any questions, we have another 15 minutes remaining. If you have any questions, you can call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. If you have any questions, call me, and I will answer it, okay? And as when we do the webinars, we are also going to have a portion of it that will be Q&A, so you are going to be able to answer your questions there as well. But if you have any basic question tonight, you can call, and if it is something I will be addressing on the webinar, I will let you know. But I want to remind you to sign up again at DaphneClarkHudson.com. So you can be on my mailing list and get all the information pertaining to the webinars that I am looking to do. So, you know, ask yourself, am I ready? You know, am I ready? And another important thing is that You must be able to still yourself enough so you can hear yourself. Because we operate such busy lives and we are not hearing what is happening on the inside of us. It's like we block it out and the chatter covers it. And that's why a lot of time we end up in the trenches, and what we do, we blame others. Sometimes we blame family members. Sometimes we blame co-workers, spouses, best friends. We blame. And honestly and truly, it is our responsibility. If we only would have kept quiet, we would have heard the answer to that which we were seeking. The other thing that holds us back from creating a new us, other than we are ashamed and we keep looking for the approval of everybody, is that we are continuously in our own way. We continuously are tripping over our own feet. It is as if you're sitting in a couch and you extend your legs and somebody is running across and you just shift your leg because you did not realize that they were so close to that, and you trip them and they fall and they hurt themselves. It's the same thing that we do. And I am sitting here because I can call myself a recovering person from tripping myself. I did that. All the things I'm here sharing with you tonight are things that I had done in the past. And thank God that I was smart enough to invest in my new reinvention, transformation, empowerment, and recreation. I am so thankful that I was smart enough to do that. I am so thankful that when my coach said to me that I had the ability to make a difference in the lives of other people, I am thankful when I said yes. And although I did not say yes right away, I continued to investigate. But when 10 people who had no idea, each of them were asked the same question, and when they sent back similar answers and testimonies came, you got to say to yourself, oh, my God, there is something about this. And I am going to keep doing it. So I used to be one of those stubborn ones that used to ask the question, why me? I'm not changing. I love what I do. However, now I fully understand that I am a channel through which things flow. I am a channel through which things flow. And it's not a consistent flow of the same thing. It's not like one day it's oil, the other day it's water. One day it's gasoline, one day it's milk. You never know when you are being called to be a channel. You never know what will be pouring through you each and every day. The one thing I'm here to tell you is that you must be receptive, be open, and be ready in order not to obstruct the flow of whatever it is that is going through you. If you obstruct the flow, that means you're ending up in the trenches. And if you cannot muster to outreach and to stretch your hand out, you might be in the gutters, the ditches, the valley, the dungeon for a very long time. And it's a lonely place. being in the valley, being in the ditches, being in the deep, 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 deep down in that dark pit. It's not easy. And you don't need to be. So long as you out, stretch your arms, there are going to be people to help you. So long as you commit to bringing the difference into your life, there are people who are willing to help you. Know that you deserve the best. Take charge of your own attitude. Don't let someone else choose for you. If you allow someone to choose for you, you are giving the control of who you will become over to them. Remember that God created you. He knows why he created you. Each and every one of us came on this earth for a special, special reason. And I know if you have not yet committed to that reason why you were brought to this world, I know by attending these webinars that's coming up in a couple of weeks, you will be ready to take up the baton and to hold your torch high with the flames flickering bright. You must believe you enough to make the change. No matter what, no matter how, regardless of what you have been told in the past, you can begin now. It is never too late. It is only too late, like they say in Jamaica, when you're 6 feet under, mean that you're dead. So don't really concern yourself about how long this is going to take that you want to do. However, the legacy that you start to create, if for any reason you transition, so long as people know how passionate you were about it, the work will continue. And that's the beauty when we are focusing on doing different things for different people. The work will continue. The legacies will continue. So you don't have to worry or concern yourself saying that this is going to take too long. You just do your part. And you can only do your part when you are paying attention to yourself. So I'm excited about this conversation tonight. I look forward to hearing from as many of you as possible on those webinars. I want you to let me know that you were at the radio broadcast when I mentioned about the webinar. And tell your friends about it. And when you get the link to sign up for the webinars, please share it with others. Share it, share it, share it. We are all about making a difference in the lives of other people. So I want for you to share it. Don't be selfish. Share it, share it, share it. I'm looking to attract people from all over the world. The webinars that I am doing, they are not gender specific. It's for people because we all need an overhaul. Everyone needs an overhaul because it's a shame that people go to the car, they get the car detailed, they get it tuned up, they take the computer to get it tuned up and everything like that. However, they do not take care of themselves. So this is the opportunity that I'm giving you to work with me to help you create the new you. Because you have been in the trenches for too long. And 2014 is your year to get out of the trenches. I do not want to see you even walking towards another trench. So, again, I'll see you on Sunday night. Again, I'm glad that we are all set here on Blog Talk and that everything is ready to rock and roll. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday night. I look forward to seeing you Wednesday. And there are some other nights, too, when we are going to be having just short conversations like we had tonight here and to get you as part of the webinars that we are doing. So for those of you here in the Northeast, oh, the storm is coming. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. So keep warm. Be safe. If you don't have to go out, don't go out and get injured in any way. So take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. Be kind to each other. Love each other. And as a matter of fact, if there is someone that you have not spoken to in a while, let this be the first thing that you begin to do now that you are starting to create the new you. Pick up the telephone and call them. And you don't need to give an excuse or anything. I'm just calling to say hello and to see how you are doing. And after that, you come back and you look in the mirror and the guy who is looking back at you or the woman who is looking back at you, just tell that person how satisfied I am with you. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will continue to support you in everything that you are doing. And you give him or her a glorious, nice kiss. So I see you guys soon again. And both with the regular broadcast and this special broadcast. So two more days, it's Valentine's. So, gentlemen, don't forget, you got to get your honey, what you need to get, and call her up. And those of you who are sending flowers, be sure. Gentlemen, I give you a little secret. We women love it when the flowers come to our jobs. We love it like that. So don't send it home for them to leave it outside the door. I want you to send it to the job. Show off your love for her, and then she'll take it home. So next year, I know I will have my Valentine, and I'll tell you what kind of roses he sent me. So happy Valentine's 2014, everybody, and I'll see you on the end of the week. All right, so be well. Love you, happy Valentine's.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? For me, this prayer
grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me
and directing me.
Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me.